I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. Ah, spring. The flowers are in bloom, pollen in the air. All the world is greening, and entomologists are in the woods trampling the fragile woodland vegetation.
Hey, we're not out there trampling things. We're stepping lightly. It amazes me every year here, the explosion of flowers. This is a good time to remember why plants have flowers, and that's to attract pollinators. They aren't doing it for us. They're doing it to attract insects. And of course, the pollen and nectar is what attracts many pollinators. Bees are what we generally think of as being the primary pollinators, but flies, beetles, and other insects too are also involved in pollinating flowers. And it's interesting, the bright colors and the scent are the primary attractants to many of these insects, but sometimes flowers have other ways of directing insects toward all the goodies with the idea that they'll brush up against the pollen and take it to another flower. There are nectar guides. If you look at some flowers, under ultraviolet light, they have markings on their petals that seem to direct those that see with that light directly to the pollen source, the food source. And sometimes you'll see these narrow little lines on the petals or no markings at all, but you put the flowers under a black light and it's like a freeway signs directed them right to the center.
The runway number 2.
That's exactly the way it is. And not all flowers produce a sweet-smelling scent to attract pollinators. Some attract insects of another kind. There are flowers out there that their scent is more of rotting meat. I don't know of any plants that do that locally. Doesn't mean they don't occur, but the examples I know are more common in the tropics. But these flowers will attract beetles and flies that are normally attracted to carcasses. There are other flowers, such as different kinds of orchids, that mimic the appearance of a female insect, of a wasp or a bee. And when a male attempts to mate with the flower, thinking that it's mating with the opposite sex of its own kind, it inadvertently catches the pollen or delivers the pollen from another flower, and that's how that pollination process happens.
Do other male wasps laugh?
I don't think they know the difference. Time is short, you know. They just have to do what they can because in a couple of days, a couple of weeks, that's it. They've had their chance in the sun. There are many flowering plants for which we have absolutely no idea who their pollinators are. And it's interesting that some of these species of plants are considered to be rare, threatened, or endangered. And of course, if you're going to protect those species of plants, it's absolutely essential to know who their pollinators are, because you've got to protect them too.
But if you don't know who the pollinator is, you have to protect everybody.
Exactly. That's why it's all about habitat protection, not about species protection.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.